I'm David G, Sheshnag.com, Sheshnag Yoga Center. What on earth is Kundalini? This video is about craving what I have. For a while I was feeling a bit sorry for myself, thinking that I could be doing better in regards to a couple of aspects in my life. Then I said to myself, wake up to yourself, because you've got a pretty good lifestyle. You got good assets in the form of a property and a good body and mind. Good resources as far as a profession goes, and beautiful children. Plus you know that everything's connected. So I'm pretty, me as a person, if you last longer than 10 minutes around me, you realize my intentions are reasonably pure. If I confront you, I will confront you within the first 5 minutes, and then it all depends on your tolerance or intolerance as to how far you'll get into the 10-minute section and whether you'll make it past the 10-minute section. But basically, I've been talking to my friend about cultivation of opposite virtues, which is endorsed within the Buddhist philosophy. And also, I came to realize that my life's not that bad. Of course, there are things that could be a bit more convenient for me, like instead of going away for 5 days, work every fortnight away from my property where I could be in between my shifts, I could be utilizing that time on my property to work towards building Sheshnag Mandir and everything to do with Sheshnag. But at the moment, it's not meant to happen, and I am patiently waiting for a transfer closer to home. But during the meantime, I'm sitting here thinking, let's look at this realistically and objectively. Let's not crave or covet anything that's unrealistic. Let's really crave what I've got and appreciate that, because I have a very good situation in life. I live in a very beautiful place, and there's no rush. There's eternity, so I can be peaceful and relax and just fully endorse the reality of what I've got as it is pretty good and very satisfactory to do with an awesome lifestyle that I've come to create around my obligations and my resources. Basically, if you can crave what you have rather than covet something else outside of what you have, then that will work towards Santosha, one of the yamas perhaps, or niyamas, means contentment. If you're actually peaceful with what you have, then provides an opportunity for contentment. Contentment goes a long way in this culture because, this culture's bent, man. All the information going into us from external sources is designed to corrupt the human framework. Nothing of it's to do with being human. Most of it's to do with being contrary to being human. Anyway, sit back. Try and appreciate what you have. I don't know about being in the now. That's a bit confrontational for me. There's a video on that too. But just sit back. Be peaceful. Embrace what I do have. And see if you can do it too. Om Namah Shivaya. Hara Hara Mahadev. Sheshnag.com. Share the world.